This is Ruben.
Ruben, this is Lewis. How are you?
Good. So apparently SketchUp found your check and put it in the wrong account. He's communicating with a guy named Aziz here at our funding department.
Yeah, I mean, I told him that you paid him and sent that email you sent me a few weeks ago, and showing him a copy of whatever you guys sent me, and including following up on what Gabe had told his other guy.
Yeah, they're wrong.
And so
they're wrong.
But I suspect they're probably going to come back after me for tax. Is that right?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, we did an equipment finance agreement. We go off what's ever on the invoice. If they don't put tax on the invoice, that's you're the customer. It's billed to, shipped to you. So we're not. We either include
tax.
It
says on there. I read now that it says on there that taxes may apply. So I got kind of.
Okay.
I'm going too fast. So whatever. It's not the end of the world. I don't really care about that. So long as they stop with the. Well, who am I kidding? I don't want to give up $800. I don't have to. But that's not my problem. My problem is them running around saying we haven't paid them, which is a load of horse shit for 2 months. The other thing is, it's unclear to me what's going down with Best Buy. Aziz is kind of saying, well, we paid $14,000, and Best Buy is saying, no, you didn't. You paid whatever that other, I copied you on one of those notes to Aziz about that. So I don't know where we are with that, with him. I think he thinks he's done, or he needs some kind of answer from me. I don't understand what was written into our deal with you, right? Did we write in $14,000 or $12,000? Because what Aziz kind of said is you guys paid the $14,000 and change.
We,
and I'm thinking, well, then you overpaid.
No, we didn't overpay. They made us an invoice or a quote. Because there's multiple vendors, we paid. After we paid, I believe they changed the invoice. So I think, so it's not like we screwed anyone. We go what's also.
So they owe you a check. They owe you a check, and we need to figure out the difference.
I'm seeing if an addendum can be made to lower the rest of the payments. Aziz is going to let me know on that today or tomorrow morning.
Well, I care less about lowering the payments so long as what I want to know, though, is if I'm paying you for X dollars, whatever the total is, I can't remember the number, and that's not important at the moment. If I haven't used X dollars, then I'm going to go buy another piece of equipment for the difference.
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's an equipment loan. It's not a line of credit. It's not that. We just need to figure it out because, honestly, I just want you to know, like, we've gone above and beyond, and I do love it. I love it personally when all these vendors come down with their gavel of accusation that we don't pay them, and then instead of saying, like, the reality is they've had the check for a long time. So as a customer of ours, I just want to let you know, we don't shortchange people. We don't, like, hide their payment. We would never start charging you if we didn't pay a vendor. That's ridiculous.
Ruben,
so.
I don't think any of this is nefarious. However, I just think I'm in we have a you said it, and I think I heard it from Gabe once before. It's complex. So
yes. With
complexity comes risk, and the risk right now is I'm paying for money I didn't use. So
correct.
As a businessman, I don't want to do that.
No, so what Aziz is figuring out is the appropriate cause of action is to get you an addendum to lower the rest of the payments because we overpaid them, and then they would pay the check back to us, not to you. So that is what
Aziz
is for.
I don't want the money back because I know that's weird. I want if they change the price, then yes, let's get that swapped.
That is what he's working on.
All right, that's great. And I forgot what the third one was. The third one was.
The third one is how are you doing? The third one is how are you doing today?
I'm sorry. Did I jump right in both feet? How are you doing today, Ruben?
I'm doing great. I was asking you. I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm manic as always.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that. All right. You go. Have a good day. I'm sure we'll find a reason to talk soon.
Yeah, we're just going to figure out this issue with Best Buy, and that's the last step of the puzzle. That's it. No big deal. It's
great.
Just this vendor. But the vendor SketchUp, they have all their money, correct?
They haven't told me that. You're asking me or someone around you?
No, well, if you could follow up with them, because what Aziz is telling me is that the gentleman that he's working with said they put it in the wrong Gilmore account, so they've had that check. That's what they're telling us.
Okay.
I'm in the same room with Aziz. Aziz, who are you speaking to at SketchUp?
Oh.
Who? Who's the person?
Aziz just wrote me, Michael Wiener. Michael Wiener.
Does that name sound familiar?
Michael Wiener from SketchUp. No, he's nobody I dealt with. He's the guy sending me emails saying we owe them money.
Oh, so hello. He just copied the email. Hello, we found the check. It was put another good amount.
Yeah.
I will fix it.
Yeah.
All right, they got their money. Perfect.
Yep. All right, super. Thank
you. You got it. By the way, what is Trimble related to SketchUp? Is that just their parent company?
I don't understand where they came in. I started out by asking them, who are you? But apparently on the SketchUp website, there's some minor note about Trimble at the bottom left-hand of the page.
Gotcha. So it's probably a related entity.
Trimble Navigation Limited. So, yeah, it may be a parent company, which I don't understand because I understand SketchUp's owned by Google, so I'm not sure how that all works.
Talk about complexity.
Yep. All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
But at least they're paid. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.